Anzac Day, of course, on Sunday, lest we forget. And came across an interesting article in yesterday's Newcastle Herald, the headline being "Danger in Losing Living Memory of Veterans," says historian. And the historian is Professor Robin Pryor, was born in South Australia, studied at the University of Adelaide, was took up a position with the University of New South Wales and the Defence Academy, and was there for quite a few years, and is back now as a visiting professorial fellow at the University of Adelaide. A war historian, has published many books on the First and Second World War, and he joins us now. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Good morning, folks.
It's all about lest we forget, and you highlight in that article, it was published yesterday in the Herald, that we're now fewer than 3,000 of the 600,000 Australians who served during World War II. But you say it's those personal stories from veterans that are the most powerful as far as that lest we forget scenario and Anzac Day goes, Robin.
Yes, they are. There's nothing like talking face-to-face to someone who was actually there, who maybe fought in the Battle of Alamein or one of the battles on the Kokoda Trail. And we are on the brink of losing those face-to-face stories.
Robin, you speak about how dangerous it'll be when the veterans themselves are no longer around to talk about the war. What are some of those dangers?
Well, we're going to have to rely on historians like me to get it right, for one thing. Perhaps a bit dodgy, but let me give you an example. When I was at the Defence Academy, I interviewed someone who fought with the 8th Division in Singapore in 1942. He arrived by ship in the morning and was in the front line in the afternoon. He'd had 2 weeks training in Sydney. That's it. He could hold a rifle, but that was about all. He was taken prisoner shortly after arriving in the front line and spent just over 3 years in Changi. He didn't keep a diary, and he didn't write any letters that survived anyway. We're going to lose that sort of immediacy when people like that are no longer around.
You point out, too, that without those face-to-face stories from veterans, we're seeing, and we've certainly seen it in the United States, the rise of extremist groups, right-wing groups, and denialists. And we saw that only a number of weeks ago. The Grampians in Victoria, a far-right group who apparently were walking through the local township with Heil Hitlers and swastikas. And you think there'll be more of that?
There's a danger. You think the Second World War is fairly safe from extremists until you see pictures like that. You imagine that fighting fascism, Nazism, was pretty much an agreed position, and I'm sure it was for the generations who fought those evils, and for the generation who came next. What's dangerous is to see groups like that, and you think, well, you don't know anything about Nazism, you don't know anything about fascism, you've seen some uniforms, Nazi uniforms that you like the look of, and that's about it. So yeah, there is a danger there. I don't think that's a great one, because of the enormous consensus that the Second World War had to be fought against people like Hitler.
Right. Robin, what do you think needs to be done, though, to capture their stories before they pass, so their stories live on?
Yeah. Look, it's already been done and been done. The War Memorial have interviewed a lot of veterans. It started when we started to lose the veterans from the First World War. And there are a lot of interviews with these people that exist in the War Memorial, oral histories, and so on, and they've done a great job in collecting as many of those as they can. The other thing is that we do have our diaries and letters of people at the time. We have lots from the Second World War, a lot from the First World War. So there are those sources that we do have. In other words, we haven't lost everything.
No. No, yeah. And the importance of hearing those stories again and again is highlighted as we head into Anzac Day, Robin.
It is. Now, with the Gallipoli campaign, we rely on those recorded interviews. We rely on the diaries and letters that people wrote at the time. That's all we've got now from the First World War, and soon it'll be all we have from the Second World War as well.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Robin.
Yeah. Thank you.
All the best, Professor Robin Pryor from Adelaide, on the subject of the living memory of veterans.